This is the New Blue Review with Benji Shulman.
You're listening to 101.9 Chai FM. That was One Day by Matisse Yahu. I am Benji Shulman. This is the New Blue Review. And as we always do every single week, at this time we go from one day to one moment in Parliament with our favourite parliamentary correspondent, Rob Hutchinson. How are you doing, Rob?
I'm very well in yourself, Benji.
I'm doing absolutely fantastic. Now, we obviously always have important things to discuss on this segment, but I did want to just kick back to one of the things that we discussed a few weeks ago, which was the spy bill, which we had flagged as being something quite controversial. There's now been a number of public hearings into it. So I thought let's just dip back, since it was something that we had spoken about before.
Definitely, definitely. So we had quite a large public participation. The number of people did have their say. It was quite a successful public campaign. And I was invited to present the voice of the public to the committee, which went quite well. Some rather interesting topics were raised by myself, by the public, and also by the committee. So the spy bill, if you want a quick recap, is about reforming the state security agency due to a constitutional court ruling, which said that the certain aspects and the way they conduct investigation and monitoring of phone calls, especially in journalists, was irregular. So they had to change the RICA Act to accommodate the Constitutional Court's ruling. However, the spy bill was introduced by the State Security Agency to, in a way, undermine the Constitutional Court's ruling in that the Constitutional Court said that the legislation doesn't exist for to allow the State Security Agency to monitor in the way that they did. So what they did is they've now created legislation to allow them to do that. And that was admitted by the State Security Agency representatives in the hearings in Parliament. So it's a bit of a contentious issue, because it's kind of put the whole Amo Bongani case aside and created a situation where the state can monitor, a mass monitor a number of people without any consent, without any warrant, without them knowing they're being monitored whatsoever. And then if certain keywords are identified or certain behaviors identified, then that person or that group of people will become a group of interest, and further investigation will take place. The state says it's only applicable to international communications. However, we've already it's already been revealed that it's not. It's local. It's any person of interest, nonprofits, journalists, and so on. So it went through the whole process. It's still sitting with the NCOP at this stage, and it will probably move on to the president yet. We haven't had any further developments in it yet, or heard anything else going forward as it may be.
We're talking to Rob Hutchinson from Dear South Africa, as we do every single week. I'm Benji Shulman, and this is 101.9 Chai FM.
This is the New Blue Review with Benji Shulman.
And we're talking to Rob Hutchinson today, as we always do, about Parliament. We were, before the break, talking about the issue of the spy bill. Rob, so it's gone through public participation. There were a few thousand, I think, the comments that actually went through, and then a bunch of oral submissions as well, substantive things. And you say it's sitting on the NCOP. We're currently sort of mid-March. I believe that Parliament has to disperse by the 25th of May, I think is the time. So sort of between then and now, do you think that the NCOP is likely to put it on the agenda to get passed?
It does seem a bit late at this stage. The rumor was that it's called the General Intelligence Laws Amendment Bill, GILAB, and the public named it the spy bill quite appropriately. the rumor was that it was intended to be used to spy on political opponents, whether with inside the ANC or outside or outside into other parties. So I think it might go through, but however, the time is short. There's a lot else on the plate. There's a load more bills that have just recently been introduced. Parliament is in an absolute chaotic state right now, trying to get out all the bills before the 21st of May, when they dissolve. So chances are it will sit on the president's desk and more than likely go no further than that.
Well, yes, it is. I mean, it's not just the political parties, but as you said, NGOs, and interestingly, a number of faith-based organizations actually put in comments. You saw the Catholic Bishops Conference, the Muslim Lawyers Association, a variety of faithful groups and NGOs have said, we're a little bit concerned, because it's not the first time we've sort of been here with this kind of legislation. There was about 10 years ago where there was a similar kind of foreign funding type stuff. And so there does seem to be a sort of reaction to that. Your view is that it sort of came out of this constitutional court process with Abraham Bongani. I mean, do you also think it's being used to potentially target critics of the government as well?
100%, Benji, yes. It was actually revealed by two representatives from the State Security Agency in the parliamentary hearing that I attended. They directly said it was as a result of the Constitutional Court ruling, and they had deliberately introduced this new legislation to overcome the problems created by the Constitutional Court ruling. And yes, it is most definitely to monitor NGOs, churches, shuls, you name it, because they do have great political influence in influencing people to vote or not to vote, whichever way they want to. And we've seen that in the past, as you correctly mentioned, where large religious groups do influence politicians and do influence their congregations to vote in a certain way. And government obviously realizes this is a problem across the board. And the religious groups did raise grave concern about it, because it's obvious that they would be monitored and their communications would be intercepted illegally. In fact, we had a meeting last week with a few religious groups, and some of them have expressed concern that they're already being monitored and spoken to by political people and ANC officials in a way. So we can only just correctly assume that the bill will be used for that.
And yeah, I think it may, and hopefully if it does go through, can be challenged, I'm sure, constitutionally. There will be quite a lot of litigation around that. Now, some stuff that's already on the agenda, Rob, is to do with the issue of gender, which is on the agenda and in Parliament at the moment. Tell us a little bit about what's going on with parliamentary legislation with that. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's quite a contentious issue here that has been presented. It was sort of covertly introduced into by the Department of Basic Education, and it's a training module to train teachers how to introduce transgender ideology into primary school and pre-primaries from the age of 0 to 9 years old. And basically it was brought in by an international group who had meetings with the Department of Basic Education, and they ran a pilot project in KwaZulu-Natal, and now they're looking to roll it out across the country. It's presented as training teachers how to be gender specific, how to educate their pupils and students into about gender studies and gender ideology, and how to present a working environment where everybody's equal. But if you actually read the toolkit, it shows clearly that they're introducing the gender ideology that is quite controversial, and they're doing it without any parental consent, without any adequate public participation. Parents are totally unaware of it. Nobody's been informed of it. We just stumbled across it through a group of concerned educators who approached us and showed us that this hasn't even been put out for public participation. So we've brought it to the public's eyes. The Department of Basic Education has been approached, and they are rolling ahead with it regardless. So, such fundamental training programs cannot be introduced into the school system without proper public consultation or consultation with parents and other interested educators. And so there we are taking on the Department of Basic Education and taking on this it's called the ECE toolkit, Early Childhood Education Toolkit. So yeah, it's quite a lot to take in, all the details will be available soon on the dslafrica.co.za website, where people can have the say, have a look at the training modules and decide for themselves whether this kind of gender philosophy or ideology should be introduced to kids from 0 to 9 years old.
Yeah, absolutely. There's so much to unpack with this particular thing, especially since stuff like sex education only gets introduced into the schools sort of from late primary school, in other words, like early teens and that sort of thing. And so they're pre-assuaging that with gender stuff, which is quite different, much earlier if this is what they're doing. You also got to wonder how this might play in KZN in the politics of an election year. It's going to be a very interesting thing to see how this actually plays out. But I think very, very, a very, very interesting thing and worth going to look at yourself. Rob, when will that be up on the Dear South Africa website to have a look?
It will be up this later during this week. We're just waiting for a response from the Department of Basic Education before we launch the campaign publicly. So I think just keep an eye out. We're hoping by, say, Wednesday at the latest. But yeah, it is there. It's ready to go. I just need to push the button.
Okay, well, there you go. If you want to go check out and understand what is going on in our schools when it comes to gender ideology and particularly what it means. And it's actually all there. You can actually go read it yourself and actually go see the materials that they're using to teach kids. So you can actually see what your kids are being taught. And this has become a huge issue internationally, particularly in the States and in different schools and also in the UK. So it is a big issue now. It's sort of coming to South Africa, so you can go check it out there. Rob, thank you so much for joining us on the New Blue Review, and I will chat to you again next week.
Fantastic, Benji. You have a wonderful week too.
Thank you so much. I'm Benji Shulman. This is 101.9 High FM.